This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
Well, here we are, just 30-plus days out from the election, and we know now the complete plan of the Democrats of how they're going to rig the election, try to steal it. But there's a new wrinkle that many of you may not have heard of. I only heard about it a couple of days ago. Nancy Pelosi is trying to position sufficient chaos into play here so that the Electoral College electors are not able to cast their votes on December 14th. That's the day that the Electoral College votes are due. If neither Trump nor Biden has 270 Electoral College votes on that day, then according to the Constitution, Congress decides who's the president. Congress does. Now remember, Congress includes the House and the Senate. And under the Constitution, at least from what I read, each state gets one vote in this circumstance. So there are really only 50 votes here. So it's not, you know, 435 plus 100, you know, it's just 50. It's 50 votes. And the vote is cast by the dominant party in that state. So it comes down to the state legislatures, which is predominantly Republican, it turns out. There are more Republican-controlled states than Democrat-controlled states. So if that decision were held today, there's no question that it would be in favor of Trump. However, what Nancy Pelosi is trying to do is to focus on these state-level elections to flip a number of these state legislatures into the control of Democrats, so that they have a slight advantage, so that then they can cause the chaos, they can, you know, suppress the Electoral College, and on December 14th, when there aren't enough electoral votes for Trump, then Nancy Pelosi can say, well, we are invoking now this congressional decision to decide who's the winner, and if by that time, if they have obtained control of enough states, state legislatures, where they have, you know, a Democrat majority, which I think only requires them to flip maybe four additional states. If they've got that control, then they could say that we elect or we nominate, we appoint, I guess, Joe Biden to be the president. And that is all, quote, legal under the Constitution, except for the fact that the Democrats have rigged the chaos in order to create this situation. So they're doing the media rigging. They're doing the big tech censorship. They're pushing ballot harvesting, mail-in ballot delays. Basically, these are all chaos tactics and delaying tactics to try to just throw the entire election into mass confusion. Because out of that confusion, if they get enough states under their control, then they can appoint Joe Biden to be the president. This is what they're trying to do now. Now, it is a Hail Mary long shot chance. There's no question about that. But it is a chance. There is some possibility that they could pull this off, especially combined with all the vote rigging. Now, it's worth noting that Democrats throughout society they're all cheaters. Democrats who work for the post office, they have been caught right now throwing away mail-in ballots from conservative neighborhoods. And the thing is, no one needs to order them to do this. So wherever Democrats are throughout society, whether they're in the bureaucracy or they work for the U.S. Postal Service or they work in the media or they work for big tech, they all know that they are supposed to cheat and lie and steal and commit fraud and cover up everything. And, you know, basically, they are self-driven fraudsters and they are committing fraud all across the country in every way they can right now at every level of society where they have influence. Now, this is true at the state level with Democrat governors. It's true at city levels with Democrat mayors. And it's even true at the county level with Democrat sheriffs and so on. They are all cheaters and they're all working to cheat. Now, because of that, they're going to have some degree of success and they're going to cheat even more vigorously in this year's election than they did in 2016. Remember in 2016, they thought they had this election in the bag. They thought they had it, that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Remember, the New York Times said it's a 98% chance, you know, and all of these pollsters on the left were saying that Hillary's got this. So there really wasn't much of an effort to cheat in 2016 compared to what it is now. Now the Democrats aren't taking any chances. In fact, the New York Times has put out an article today calling for big tech to silence all Trump supporters on election night, just to censor all Trump supporters because they don't want anybody saying that Trump won. So they're going to just try to gaslight the entire country and say Trump didn't win, even if he's got over 270 electoral votes on election night or the next day. They're still going to say, oh, he didn't win. And if you say he won, you're banned. I mean, that's what it has come to. And by the way, that's total treason by Facebook. That's election rigging. Those are acts of insurrection. And this is why after the election, Mark Zuckerberg should be indicted and prosecuted. Same thing with Jack Dorsey. Same thing with Pichai from Google and the YouTube CEO. All these companies should be seized by the Trump administration and either shut down or forced to reopen free speech for all Americans. Because what they are doing right now is absolute election rigging, defrauding the United States of America, committing massive criminal conspiracies against this nation, aiding and abetting insurrection forces, which means that they are committing crimes. And so, and maybe we will see them arrested. We'll see. I'll talk about that in a second. But all of these efforts are going to be underway to gaslight America and say Trump didn't win, and then just try to drag out the mass chaos and confusion all the way to December 14th. Now, as part of this, the left-wing militant extremists on the streets, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorist organizations, are going to be given orders to launch, to go full active. Mass killings, kidnappings, blood, murder in the streets, taking down the power grid. This is going to be a key part of their function. And you notice that Microsoft went online, offline, the other day, and Google went offline a couple days earlier. And when Microsoft went offline, what happened all across the country? This is critical. When Microsoft went down, which I think was a practice run, all 911 services went blank across dozens of major cities in the United States. 911 stopped working. And you say, what? WTF, why did 911 stop working when Microsoft went down? Turns out that 911 services are using Microsoft technology that has to check in with Microsoft servers for the licenses to be verified so that 911 can freaking operate. So when Microsoft wants to go down on purpose, and again, they did it as a test because they want to cause mass chaos because Microsoft is all in with the deep state globalists and the Black Lives Matter terrorists, they will simply shut down their server at the same time that George Soros orders Black Lives Matter to take to the streets and cause mass chaos. 911 will not work. And if Google goes down, many other services won't work. You will find yourself in a situation, probably in certain areas, no power grid, no telecommunications, cell phones won't work, no 911, no services, at the same time that everybody is being told to take to the streets. I mean, the leftists are told to go cause mass chaos, burn down homes, burn down buildings, shoot people in the streets, execute Trump supporters, everything. The whole purpose of this is to make it impossible to count the votes, so that the chaos can extend until December 14th. So from November 4th to December 14th, that's about 40 days. It's going to be 40 days of chaos across America. Now, we've been told by sources that at some time, once this gets launched, Trump is going to invoke the Insurrection Act. That will put troops on the streets to take down the terrorists and to restore the rule of law, restore civility to the country so that we might be able to count the ballots for, you know, a democratic election. When Trump does that, the leftists are going to say, see, he's a military dictator. He's trying to take over because he knows he's losing the election. And then the radical left will call for the military, call for the Pentagon, General Mattis and others, to remove Trump from the White House through a military coup. And then we're going to find out who's loyal to the Constitution, who's loyal to the presidency inside the Pentagon. And at this point, much of America is going to be in just total bloodshed, chaos, nationwide, mass confusion, no police, no 911, troops on the streets, but anti-Trump military perhaps in Virginia or D.C. trying to wage a coup, plus armed patriots in D.C. trying to defend the president and so on. This is what we're looking at. And this is exactly what the Democrats want. This is what Pelosi is trying to engineer. And this is what the New York Times is trying to create, as well as the Washington Post and so on, and CNN. So this is going to be the most chaotic and dangerous time since the Civil War. And remember, in the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln had journalists arrested and charged with sedition. And that may happen again under Trump. At some point, Trump is going to have to get tough. He's going to have to invoke the Insurrection Act. He's going to have the military arrest the deep state traitors across the country. When he does that, I suspect that we will have another engineered nationwide outage of communications. So you are going to be in the dark for quite some time. Even the internet may not work. And this is why I have urged everybody to get prepared this entire time. Have food, have firearms, ammunition, self-defense, flashlights, and other survival gear, because you will absolutely need it. And watch my website, prepwithmike.com. Watch the videos, listen to the podcast there, because it's hands-on how-to preparedness information that can help keep you alive in what's coming. It's going to be rather extreme. All right, prepwithmike.com. Follow me on brighttown.social. My username there is @healthranger. Get prepared, be safe, be ready for what's coming. Thank you for listening.